fourth Shabbat, Friday the 5th of February, by Yossi David, Eved Ivry.
There's quite a lot of topics to speak about, a lot of mitzvahs, a lot of dinim, but I thought of combining it with something to take home with you. So Shabbos and Dvar Torah together with the Shtiklepes dinim omenus, a bit of an incident which took place not long ago, which I thought I'll share it with you. Start off with the Drush, Mili de Drush. The Torah seems to really not like the idea of an Eved Ivri. The first of the Aseres Hadibros was Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzivcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, and one of the Mefarshim, lots of the Mefarshim ask, they give different answers to why Kodesh Baruch Hu had to mention Eretz Mitzrayim and not Shebar Shamayim Va'aretz. Why didn't he create heaven and earth? That would have been a more convincing idea to give over to the Jewish people at Har Sinai. So I saw one of the Mefarshim write, it's an introduction to Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Achirim Al Panai, the second Dibur. Says the problem in Mitzrayim was, when they went down to Mitzrayim, they want Meshuvah to Para. But slowly, slowly, they took part in the elections, and the government, they slowly, slowly started thinking there's an intermediary between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that slowly built a chatzitza, a barrier between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we see, once Paro went, they davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were saved. Hashem says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzivcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, to tell you that I don't want you to have a mentality of slavery. I don't want you to feel there's anybody providing other than me, myself. You don't have to go through any other intermediary. Lo yeh lecha Elohim achirim al panai. You mustn't. When the Zohar take an elephant, they obviously don't believe that the elephant created the world, but they just believe that they need some intermediary to go between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Am Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel, it was an intermediary. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like. The concept of Avdus, we see in the beginning of the parsha, also in Rashi, when he says, when they do, they pierce the hole of the Eved Ivri, who wants to stay after Shemitah. He wants to say, Ahavti et Adoni, Tishti, Lo etzel lachofshi. So we pierce his ears, so Rashi brings the two pshatim, the machlokes in the Gemara. Yeah, or he says, whether it's Eved Animka, Bignevoso, or Eved regular, whatever the case is, we pierce his ears, one for Noitignam, and the second reason is, Kilibnei Yisrael Avodim, Velo Avodim Avodim. It disturbs in Avodas Hashem when people feel that there's something in between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, there's an Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, which everybody knows, the Gemara and Brachas Dav Chavav, that you're not allowed to cross in front of someone who's davening. And you wonder, what's the problem crossing something davening? So, there's one simple pshat, which is bow down, in the poiskim, as you shouldn't be disturbed as kavona. But the main reason why you shouldn't cross in front of someone who's davening within the four amos, it seems to be you're crossing in between him and the Shechina. Shechina? What's pshat? It says, when we daven, we have to literally, Baruch Atah, we're doing Noshon Nochach. We're talking directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We must feel there's a Shechina in front of him. Not only the person who's davening, the people who are watching him davening have to feel that Mamash Shechina is standing before you. There's nothing in between us and the Shechina. Some people are makpid, as the Shulchan Aruch says, the diamond right in the front, in the Mizrach, that nothing should be, not even furniture shouldn't be between them and the Shechina. That's how much a person has to believe that everything, that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides, and we've got a direct dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in every day we see some conflicting ideas. On one hand, we are told we have to treat them imcha, that you have to treat them equally. To the extent that the Gemara in Kiddushin says, "Kol hakoyne eved, kekoyne odei le'atzma," as if you're buying a master, because you have to treat him. You've got one pillow, you give it to him. You've got one mattress, you have to give it to him. You have to eat equally like him, drink equally like him. So you end up buying someone who you have to look after, like a bond's wife, kibat. So, no comparison. Yeah. So, on the other hand, we see a very harsh tzivui, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, entitles the master to marry him off with the Shifcha Kenanis. After 7 years, we tell him, say bye-bye to your wife, say bye-bye to your children, that's it, go. You want to stay longer, we'll pierce your ears, you'll stay till Yoivel. After Yoivel, what happens? The Rambam says, the master can force him, kofeu, can force him to marry a Shifcha Kenanis to bring children. In his business, in his mu'avodim, can actually force him, even if he's a kohen. What's going on here? On one hand, we're supposed to treat him. On the other hand, the Kosh Baruch Hu seems to be behaving very harshly with this person. So there's a Gemara in Soita, which says, Shalosh chinot hen, the three chin. Chin mokum al yeshvav, like you all under, many people come from it and say, what are you doing in England? Such a great place. A country where the street is the same color as the skies. What do you want to live in such a place? But there's a certain chin which people feel connected to the country they were born in or the country they grew up with. They like it. Other people may not understand. Like we don't understand these people in South America, these people in America. There's a chin which HaKadosh Baruch Hu put, says the Gemara in Soita, to the country a person lives in. Chin, which other people may not understand it, but the person who's living there has that certain connection, that grace, that chin. Second chen is chen ishal bala. Sometimes you want to sue the shatchan who made the specific shiduchim, but you don't understand it. They're getting along wonderfully. They may not look similar, they may not have similar, but they're getting along. There's a certain chen which a woman has for her husband. Certain chen. You may not understand it. The third chen is chen mekach al konav. When you buy an object, you see some people driving specific cars with certain colors, and you don't know someone says, but he's connected to it. He's connected. He bought it. He worked for it. He earned it. He's got a chen. He's got a connection to the chefetz, to his belongings. Yaakov Avinu didn't stamp crossover for his pachim ktanim. He had a connection to his mekach, to things which he earned, things which he bought. So shalosh chinot hen, the Gemara says in Soita. There's a Gemara in Psochim, I'd like to share with you. The Gemara says, the Gemara Psochim brings about Yishea ben Be'eri, one of the last Nevi'im, Yishea ben Be'eri, Trei Asal, first one of Trei Asal. And the Gemara brings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tends to him, you're my shliach here, you're my messenger, my novi, go and rebuke the Jewish people. He turns to Hashem and tells him, your children have sinned. So what do you think Yahushua's reply was? He says, what's the problem? You're the leader of the world. You're the creator of the world. Are you short of nations? Switch them. What's the problem? They're causing you a problem. Switch them. Huh? Not behaving like Moshe Rabbeinu. We're taking another achlifa ma'uma acheres, the Gemara says. Change them. Kol ha'olem shelcha hu evira be'uma acheres. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma esel ezaken ze? So it seems to be he was an elderly man, this chap. Yishea ben Be'eri was an old man. So having children would have been a miracle. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I've got to teach him a lesson. Ma esel ezaken ze? I will tell him, says the Gemara, kach isha zoyna v'hoylid lecha bonim zenunim. And then I will tell him, get rid of her. Divorce her. And if he will be able to do that, then I'll get rid of the Yiddish people. So he goes. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, find your Anisha Znunim. Why Anisha Znunim? He says, you're not sure the kids are yours, Bichlal. She's a Zoyna. Who knows who the kids are, who's the father? Never mind. I want you to take such a woman, have children who will be znunim, not 100% yours, and we'll see what will happen next. So Yishea ben Be'eri does that, the Gemara brings. The Kadosh Baruch Hu tends to him, he's trying to give him Musa, you have to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe never suggested us to change the Jewish people to a different nation. He says, you know what, you should be like Moshe, you're my representative. Moshe separated from his wife when he was in contact with me. You should also do the same. Get rid of her. Hoshea says, what's going on? 10 years have gone by. I've built a family. I can't. He says, you can't part from your wife who your wife, you're not sure how loyal she is to you. Your children, you're not sure they're your children. And you're asking me that I should take Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who got a special connection, you're telling me to have Chlifim, Beruma, Cheres? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do that with Hoshea ben Be'eri? Seems to be that had Hoshea not experienced it himself, he wouldn't have understood fully what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is feeling. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make him experience it. Once he experienced it, now he understands what Hashem feels. Shalosh chinoisen, the Gemara said it's three chens. Chen, makom al yashvav, chen isha al ba'ala, chen mekach al konav. It says, you went and stole from someone his belongings, you don't have money to pay, we sold you as an eved ivri. We want to teach you a great lesson here. You don't feel that connection. You think, man, fella's got lots of money. I can take, I need some. You know, it's a banosa. I need to earn a little. So I took something from him. But you don't feel the connection he has to his chafotzim. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll make you feel. I'll make the Balabais marry off with the Shivcha Kenanis. You're going to have children. That chen, all chinim, the Ralbag says all, this is to teach a lesson to the Eved Ivri. All the chinois, says the Pri Tzadik, are all connected to each other. Says, feel what it means to live like this, you'll never steal again. That same chen you had on this woman, that same chen people have on the objects which they have. And therefore, be sensitive. That's the chelek ha-Musa. If you talk about Mishpatim, the whole of Mishpatim, it's the Sefer Musa. People think you can't learn Musa from the Dini, HaTorah. All the dinim, even Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha, Tashlumi Kefel, when is it paid, when is it not paid. You see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dinim of Mamash Tzadku Yachdav, they're so accurate, they're so perfect. We don't change it to suit us. We don't change the laws. Every government comes and changes according to suit themselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dinim are custom made for a human being all through generations. There's no difference. That's the greatest HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mishpatim. There was an incident which took place not long ago that someone had an accident and he banged into someone's car. So he told them, look, listen, why don't we avoid using insurance? Yeah, I don't want to lose my no claims. So go and repair it, I'll pay you whatever it'll cost you. I'll pay you. So he goes to his friend's garage. He tells him, look, it costs £500 to repair this. Labor, this, parts, there's £500. But you know what? You're a good client of mine, you're a good friend of mine. I'll charge you £300. Numbers roughly, yeah? So he came to ask whether he can go back to the guy who bashed his car and tell him, you know what? £500. Huh? £500, making £200 profit. So that's what it cost. That's the damage you did. Give me £500. So he came to ask that. Now, we've got an issue with that straight away. It might be Gneves Das here. Because the fellow who's fixing the accident doesn't know that you're not paying for it. He thinks you were careless driving and you came to him as a favor. You're not telling him that someone else is paying. Had he known that it's someone else who's paying for the damages, he wouldn't repair it for 300, he'd do it 500. Uh-huh. So it's a grievous das. Or you can say, you the Atan of Shay, never asked me, I didn't tell him anything. He feels he should have asked me, he didn't ask me. So in grievous das, we can fiddle around a bit, although it's quite stringent. But there's an issue of the Mishnah in Baum Metzir Daf Lamed Hey on the base. The Mishnah says there that if a Soicher, who hired someone else's ox, or para, a soicher. So you know he's chayv begneva beveda, meisa machmat ones is potter, and he goes and lends it to a third person. The soicher goes and lends it to someone else. Now a shoyel has got different chiyuvim. A shoyel is chayv even meisa beoines, only meisa machmat melachas is potter. So what happens is the cow dies. The cow dies. So the soicher says, yeah, I can make a few pennies now. I go back to the shoyel. He's chayav oinsin. He pays me. And I go back because I know what happened, Misa Kedarka, and I make a shvur to the Seicha, and I tell the Seicha, here's, that's it. I made here a lot of money, out of nothing. So the Gemara says, Kunta Chachomi, we can do that. Rabbi Yossi says, Ketzad halo says chora beparato shel chavero. That guy is doing schoira with the power of his friend. No such thing. Ma pitom. This machlok is showing him how exactly it works. He can tell him dal ant v'dal shvosef, take your shvu away or take your edim which you have that in Mesa Kedarka. I've got mishtane din of bahadei shoyev. I'll go directly to the shoyev. I don't need you. We see here that it's not so simple to do schoira with the para of your friend. Kol shiken to do schoira with the body of your friend. If your friend is doing work for you and is charging you less, you want to do schoira and charge the other fellow 200, then you, it's definitely you can't do that. So that's out of the question. The fellow goes back to the garage and tells him, look, it's not me, it's someone else who's paying for this. So it's up to you whether you want to charge 300 or 500. The guy says, you know what, I told you my word is a word, 300. I'm sticking to my word. Told you I'll repair it for you. Wants his custom, wants his visits. So he's working well, he knows what he's doing. Now what happens? Who gets the 200 pounds? The guy who got the car bashed, or the guy who has to pay for the damages? Good question, no? Anyway. There is a Mishnah in Ksuvas, Daf Tzadik Ches. It talks about an almono who has to get a Ksuva. I'll try and be as quick as I could.
Yeah.
Aloch
is like
Rabbi Yossi
or like the Rabbanan?
Aloch is like Rabbi Yossi. That's like Rabbi Yossi. Yeah. Aloch and Shulchan Aruch Rabbi Yossi. And Siman Shin Zayin. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Zayin. If you want, I'll read it for you quickly. Yeah. Shulchan Aruch says, Hasoich epolo mechaber v'yishilo l'achar u'meisa kedarka u'ne'enso kevan sh'asheini chayov tachzor labaylim arishoinim she'en aloi ve'oise she'en halo, sorry. Shein halo oise schoire beparosu shel ze. That's the aloha, yeah? Let's go further. The Mishnah says, an almona who, her husband died, yeah? She's an almona, she needs a ksuba. So the Mishnah says, the ksuba was Masayim, she was a besula, she got a ksuba Masayim, and the husband left fields. She went and sold one of the fields to get a ksuba. She sold a field worth a money for Masayim. She managed to sell it in an auction. I don't know, she managed to get double the price for it. And she got Masayim. Or the other way around. Shove Masayim be money. She went and sold a field which is worth 200. She sold it only for 100. The Gemara Mishnah says, Niskavlo Ksuba, so finished. She got a Ksuba. The Gemara says, I don't understand. When she sold the field which is Shove money, yeah, Shove Masayim b'moneh. She made the Yoshim lose. So we tell her, finished, you lumped it. You went and sold it cheaper than what you, it was worth 200. You went and sold it for money, you got your ksuba. It's your fault. You made a mistake in your deal. That's too bad for you. At afsad Shove Moneh. Shove Moneh b'Masayim says the other way around, when she sold the field of 100 worth 200, why shouldn't she say, she should say the same thing. If the losses I have to take, the gains also I should take. So if I sold something for money, something for Masayim, so 100 should be mine. Give me another 100. The Gemara says, Anar vachna, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah, Kan Shana Rebbe, Hakol Lebal Abonos. Says, this is where Rebbe said this halacha. It's a special tesefta, which brings again Rabbi Yossi. Seems to be a consistent Rabbi Yossi. He's worried about people making money out of other people's misfortune. Then it's Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, I got. Someone sends a shliach, they say, now avocados, the price has gone up by 20%. Now. Apparently something happened in Chile. You have to be careful, yeah? In the supermarket is selling for me to sell avocados. Go and buy me 1,000 avocados. Give him 1,000 pounds, go and buy me 1,000 avocados. He goes to the market, the seller gives him, gets back, he got 1,100 avocados, he gave him. An extra 100. So the Tisefta says, who takes the extra 100? The shliach, or the person who gave him the money to go and buy? Might be a common question in there. By the way, I want to go into the union of Karkos about Ino. Why is it no Ino by the woman who sells it by double the price or half the price? Why is it no Ino by Karkos? We know Allah is like Kishlokish, there's no Ino by Karkos, not like Rabbi Yochanan, and Ramah argues with that. Anyway, that's all now. There's no time for that. Let's go back to what we're discussing. It says like that. The first man, the Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hakol HaShliach. You know what? The Balabai sent you to 1,000 avocados for £1,000. That's it. You've done the shlichus. The extra 100 was a gift for you. The Moichus saw your face, likes your face, gave you an extra 100. Keep it for yourself. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Says Rabbi Yossi Choykim. You share. You have to share it 50-50. Give 50 to the Balabai, Balamos, and 50 you keep. What's the svar? Rashi says, we're not sure. Sounds like a moment of mutl basof sumchus. Moment of mutl basof chaychim. We don't know what the seller meant. Did he mean to give it to the one who invested, who gave and gave money, and gave and bought? Or did he mean to the shliach? He fancied, looked his face, looked nice. Did he? We don't know. So therefore, let's share it 50-50. 50 should go to the balabais. 50 should go to the shliach. The Rif says a different svara. This was read. The Rif, the Rambam seems to go like that. It boils down to Machlokes Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. The Rif says, oh, wait a minute. We know exactly. The Moichi gave it, may have given it to the Shliach. But who cares? You made money on my money. Had I not sent you with £1,000 to buy the avocado, you wouldn't have got even one avocado for free. You got 100 because I sent you with the money. So says the Rif, since the Balamos sent you, the Balamos should get half. It's only fair. And you were Teirach, you're Shliach, you went all the way there, so you get 50. Says the Ran, what's the Nafkamina between Rashi and the Rif? The Nafkamina is, if the Moichik specifically said, please, this is a gift for you, tells the Shliach. This is all for you. I'm giving you 100 avocados for you. According to Rashi, it's quite clear, we've got no Sofik. It's been clearly given to the Shliach. The Shliach should keep it. According to the Rif, who cares? I gave you money. You only made it through my shlichus, through my money. Had you not gone and bought 1,000, you wouldn't have got 100. Therefore, says the Rif, Yachreiku. So the Ran says that's enough commitment in these 2 days. You won't believe it. These two shittas are Machreikus, Shulchanoch, Ramah. And in Simon, Resh Chav Zain, Seif, actually, Kuf Pei Gimel, Cheshluchim, Seif Vav. Says the Shulchanoch, Haya Shar Katsuv. By the way, the Gemara differentiates between something where there is a fixed price in the market to something which there's no fixed price. When there's no fixed price, then you can always say that the extra 100 were part of the deal which he did with the Balamos. It should go all to the Balamos. But when there is a fixed price to something, you know every avocado is a pound, so you know there's a fixed price in the shuk. So that's Dovah Sheish La Kitzva. And Dovah Sheish La Kitzva, the halacha is Harur Shel Shneim Vechoylek. Hatoisefes Hashliach in Balamos. That's the halacha. Says the Ramah. Miu. Says the Ramah. Im Oma Amoichem Eferush. If the Moichem says clearly that he's giving it to the Shliach, Hakol Hashliach. Who is that? That's Rabbeinu Tam. That's the Ramban. That's Rabbeinu Tam in the Rosh. Not like the Rambam in the Rif. Machlok Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. The Shach actually sides like the Shulchan Aruch. The Indian of Muhzaki as well is we're not going into now the proti. Here we're asking a person who's coming lechatchila to ask what to do with these extra 200. So lechoyel, it seems to be a little similarity. I'm sending you with £500, and you're getting £300. You're repairing the car for 300. Those extra 200, we can say it's similar to this instance of a man sending a shliach, and he gets an extra 100. They should share it. Why? On one hand, the 100 came through the Balamos. Had it not been through me doing an accident with you and having to pay you, you wouldn't have gone to the garage. On the other hand, the guy is giving a reduction specifically to you because he knows you. He likes you. That's why he did you. Had I gone to him, he would have charged me 500. So we seem to have the same issue here. However, I think there's a slight difference. By the way, the Rosh has loads of questions similar to this. If someone goes in, debt collector, yeah, you go and get the yid to go and collect from a goy, £2,000. And the goy made a mistake and gave £2,200. Yeah? So it's a tos agoy. You don't have to give it back to him. There's no chilul Hashem. Yeah? If there's no chilul Hashem. Tos agoy. No etau here. He's not making the mistake. So the din is, you don't have to return the 200. Who gets it? The Baal Amos, the one who asked him to go and collect it, or the Shliach? So then the halacha is quite clear in Shulchan Aruch that the Shliach takes everything. Says, what's enough kamina? Had I send him in with a picked up from the pavement at £200? Yeah? Because he went to my Shlichas that belongs to the Meshaleach? So that's different. There's a difference between these two cases. However, seems to be quite straightforward. There is a slight difference, slight chilik, between a person who has to pay for damages on something which is damaged to someone who gives money to someone. I think so. I'm not sure. I want you to think about it and let me know if you agree to this. Had the car got repaired alone, something happened. It happens, famima happens, you damage someone. 2 weeks later, you hear his car is a write-off. 2 weeks later, you hear his car is a write-off. He gets from insurance full value. Someone banged into his car. But remember, 2 weeks ago, you hit my bumper. You owe me money for my bumper. I said, what's the matter? You got your whole full car's worth. What's halacha? Is he got a chov mamoni? He owes him money, or he has to repair his damage? And his damage got repaired. Who cares how? L'chayil by a mazik, it's like that. I've got to make up for the damage which I caused you. If it's done up, if it's did, it did. Who cares? No?
Case,
you banged someone's car.
Yes.
He doesn't have to pay.
2 weeks later, his car, someone else bangs his car and makes a write off.
Another accident.
Yeah, but did he move there?
Yeah, yeah.
It happened to me with someone. He called me 2 weeks later and says, don't worry, I returned the car because it was given a problem with the exhaust. It returned with the scratch I did to him, with everything, the guy took it back. So he said, okay, fine. But there you go. So he said, Pashtus by a mazik, that's how it works. Yeah? I've got a day up. It's been done. Who cares? It cost you £300, so I've got to pay you £300. The damage has been repaired. I don't care whether the guy gave you a reduction or didn't give you a reduction. Finished. You repaired it for £300. I think there's a slight difference. I'm giving you some food for thought. Good job.